Sheila Heide's novel, How Should a Person Be, was first published in the author's native Canada in 2010, but only first published in the U.S. within the past few months. Critics have hailed the book as a seriously strange but funny plunge into the quest for authenticity, and a book that risks everything, shatters every rule that women try to follow to be taken seriously, and groundbreaking. Her book, The Chairs Are Where People Go, co-authored with Misha Gluberman, was named one of the best books of 2011 by The New Yorker.
In her latest novel, the main character is a late 20-something named Sheila, who is trying, but ultimately failing to, write a commissioned feminist play. She lives in Toronto with a group of artists' friends who stay up all night, conduct an ugly painting contest, drink to excess, and, as Ozarks at Large's Katie Henriksen points out, have conversations about such things as the Statue of Liberty.
The conversation is written as though transcribed from a taped conversation. Margot, I just wish that she had a bit of what this girl has. Her freedom. Her shamelessness. Pause. You know, sometimes I get really excited thinking about autism. I think, oh, over there in Silicon Valley, there are all these kids with autism, and I think maybe it's an advantageous human trait. Maybe it's sort of wonderful to Sheila, to lack feelings. Margot, to lack an overwhelming empathy. I sometimes feel pretty paralyzed by my own feelings of empathy, and it's still such a problem. Shame. Maybe what I want in my life is to cut out a bit of the empathy and a bit of the shame. This conversation takes place between the two friends as they travel down to the giant contemporary arts exhibition Art Basel Miami Beach. And Margot is also a real-life friend of Heidi's and a painter. This book has had lots of notable reviews, including in the New York Times and the New Yorker, and also in the online publication The Los Angeles Review of Books, where Chris Krauss scrutinizes the novel, confessional, memoir, and what he describes as faux epic. It isn't to say that her struggle is fake. Quite the reverse. Heidi, who studied playwriting and theater rather than creative writing, is intensely aware of the dialectic that binds art with artifice, and goes on to discuss a friendship between Margot and Sheila, who suddenly left a brief marriage, saying it is this friendship that drives the book's narrative. Sheila also has a submissive relationship with a brooding artist named Israel, finds some satisfaction by working with her hands and treating others' hair at a salon, quits to briefly move to New York in an attempt to really be an artist, only to return to Toronto, and the culmination of the ugly painting competition, all the while on a quest to answer how she should be. Does she ever figure it out? Not really, but that, in essence, is what makes the book's authenticity pertinent. This isn't tidy. It's a mess of narratives, faux transcriptions, and email conversations artfully arranged in a way that someone who studied theater, as Heidi did at the National Theater School in Montreal before transferring to the University of Toronto to study art history and philosophy, could. Resolution, not so much, though it all comes back to the ugly painting competition at the final scene, with the penultimate chapter titled Gravedigger, in which she depicts a man who labored up at Mount Pleasant Cemetery and has a conversation with a ditch digger. The gravedigger gets the final say in the chapter when he says to himself, "Not everyone can be a gravedigger. You have to make a neat job of it. I met a man once. He dug ditches. He wanted to see a grave. He was impressed when he saw me digging this way, how straight and deep it was. I told him, it has to be. A human body is going in this grave." Heidi's How Should a Person Be is a satisfying and breezy read. Okay, breezy for someone like me. That is to say, there aren't a lot of long syllable words and the prose is pretty straightforward. Though the characters do discuss heady topics such as Nietzsche and Andy Warhol, the aesthetics of bad art, and how to become an artist in a day when the MFA machine, combined with the university trend towards adjunct labor, has created a generation of 30-somethings floating. We have no ground. We don't know where to go. We want to create, but we mostly want to figure out how to make rent each month, how to maintain satisfying relationships, when the world around us has become so meta that everything and nothing is real at the same time, and there is no such thing as authenticity. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Katie Henriksen.
Katie Henriksen reviewed the novel How Should a Person Be, written by Sheila Haidee.